In Northwest News from KPLU, new statewide test scores released Monday mostly confirm what a sneak peek suggested earlier this summer. Pass rates on the new, tougher assessments have dropped, though by less than many feared. But there's a big asterisk in one grade. KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer has more.
Washington students outperformed the scores from a national trial run of the new tests last year. That's in line with preliminary results released in July. What those results didn't show, though, was what happens when you factor in the kids who declined to take the test. Those scores get counted as zeros. In grades 3 through 8, it was just a few percent, but in grade 11, about half the students refused the test, which isn't a graduation requirement for this junior class. State Superintendent Randy Dorn says he agrees with the refusers that high school students are over-tested. But he says the new smarter balanced assessments are an important tool.
I think it provides kids information about where they're at. I think it provides parents information. And it's just an element of your educational system. It's not the element at all.
Test refusals brought the share of 11th graders meeting standards down to 26% in English and just 14% in math. They also shrank the state's overall participation rate below a threshold that could trigger sanctions by the U.S. Department of Education. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.